Acting City Manager Bill Howell says the city noticed the problem this summer as they watched water trucks leave the Public Works building.
The floor would press down a few inches and then spring back up when the weight was off of it.
They looked underneath the building and it wasn't good.
There's a number of rotten beams and girders and metal brackets that have detached.
Howell explains that it's an old building that was built in the early 80s. And part of the problem is the water trucks parked inside.
Some are leaking a bit, and that got onto the floor and has penetrated in some areas.
He says they've moved heavy equipment outside and are no longer parking water trucks on the side of the building in question.
If we don't do something, those beams will continue to rot, and that, yes, you could have a piece of heavy equipment or a large sewer water truck fall through the floor.
Howell says the city is considering three options. They might just replace the floor, which would cost a little over $1 million. Or they might also fix the delaminating walls, which would add $5 to $6 million. Or they might replace the whole building, which would cost around $30 million. He says in addition to its deteriorating condition, the building is just too small to support the entire Public Works Department as it exists today.
You know, when that building was built, there was like 3,000 people in Bethel. Now there's like 7,000.
The city has requested $7 million from the state to help pay for the repair. Howell says the state has helped rebuild the fire and police department buildings before, but that was over 5 years ago. At its last meeting, the Bethel City Council approved $150,000 to assess the damage. Howell says part of that money will be used for emergency repairs.
We want to stabilize anything that's in imminent danger of collapsing or breaking.
As of now, the city is waiting on the full engineering report to decide which approach to take to fix Bethel's deteriorating public works building. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.